It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up later, a court ruling on unpaid internships is reopening the argument over internships in the wake of a recent class action lawsuit. We'll talk to an advocate who is at the center of that lawsuit.
First, last week on the show, we talked about a new report from the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project that looked at environmental issues in Kewaunee County stemming from, it said, large farming operations there. Authors of the report, one of whom we talked to last week, say weak regulatory oversight has allowed large-scale farms to, quote, spiral out of control, ultimately pollute groundwater without consequences.
The report focuses on 16 large dairy and beef farms, including Kennard Farms in the town of Lincoln, which environmental groups accuse of causing the worst pollution. Those groups are now looking for an intervention from the EPA, asking for a stop to the farm's expansion plans, among other things. But farmers like Lee Kennard are speaking out and fighting the report's claims, saying they don't match up with the facts.
Lee Kennard is with us now. He owns and operates Kennard Farms in the town of Lincoln. Lee, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Robin. Thanks for having me and giving me a little opportunity to speak today.
Yeah, so out of 16 farms that this report calls out, Kennard Farms seems to be the target of a lot of the allegations related to pollution here. What's your response, first of all, to the claims that this report made against you and your farms?
Well, Rob, first I'd like to back up just a little bit and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Kennard Farms is a family-owned dairy here in Lincoln Township in Kewaunee County. We're a multi-generation dairy farm. Sustainably farming the land is in our genes, literally. We farm land that has been farmed by our great-grandparents as well as our parents. This is our home, Rob. We very much pride ourselves in our farmland and the fact that we live and work here. And I guess another important thing to really understand about Kennard Farms, our family and our farming practices, is that, yes, we do love our community. We enjoy being a part of a very strong agricultural heritage up here in Kewaunee County. We have been singled out in this report, and indeed, absolutely do not agree with the findings nor the allegations.
So in a statement your farm released, you say, quote, dairy is one of the most regulated and inspected industries in agriculture, end quote. Can you tell us more about that and the kind of regulations you comply with in your operations?
Yes. Being one of the larger farms in the state of Wisconsin, you are considered a CAFO, which is a concentrated animal feeding operation. So basically, what that means is any farm in the state of Wisconsin, or the United States for that matter, consisting of more than 750 milk cows, or about 750 cows, period, is given the deepest scrutiny and must abide by the most stringent regulations. Basically, we have to answer to the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, and the EPA. Part of that answering involves doing a detailed report on a yearly basis, absolutely stating that our nutrients produced, the manure, is indeed very effectively recycled back into a growing crop. Those reports are exceedingly, exceedingly detailed, science-based. We use agronomists, we use land-grant universities, we use information from the departments themselves to formulate this information and to produce this report. The report details not only our soil samples going in to the year, but indeed the crop rotation. It details exactly precisely how many nutrients will be needed to grow that crop. And indeed, it also details precisely at what time nutrients can be applied and in what manner. So it is a very detailed, very scientifically based piece of a living document.
Now, that report we talked about last week by the environmental group, the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project, said the regulations are there, they require it, but the DNR just doesn't have the staffing to do hands-on inspections. In effect, they're taking your reporting at its word. Do there need to be more DNR inspections, hands-on operations from the DNR to make sure that what's in that report you just described is what's happening literally on the ground?
Actually, anybody who would say that is not at all familiar with the nutrient management report or the methodology that goes into it. Again, We are submitted not only to regular checks, routine checks, spot checking that indeed we are following the nutrient management plan to the letter, but we are also submitted to frequent spot checks. And on our side of the world, you know, the perception that we don't care is absolutely a false one. We go well above and beyond to ensure that our nutrients are effectively being recycled. Things like tissue testing of growing crops, it's an absolute great check system. It's a check and balance saying that if we've applied a product to the ground, we can absolutely, with 100% assurance, find whether or not that is removed from the ground at that point.
We're talking to Lee Kennard. He owns and operates Kennard Farms in the town of Lincoln. He's responding to allegations in a report we talked about last week, claiming that operations like his, larger livestock operations, have a connection to water pollution in Kewaunee County. And let's get to that. There are, Lee, drinking water concerns in parts of your county, wells testing positive for unwanted bacteria, people reporting undrinkable water. Do you think there is any connection between manure runoff in the county and those water concerns?
You know, first of all, I'd like to even back up a little bit on the water quality reports. You know, I had the chance to attend. Obviously, we're quite interested in these also. Literally had the chance just last week to attend a presentation on water quality in Kewaunee County put on by Kevin Mazarek, a specialist in groundwater quality across the state. Kevin's findings were literally that Kewaunee County water fares pretty well. Actually, it is average or above average in quality compared to the rest of the state. Kevin was also very definitive in defining that, hey, there are multiple reasons that groundwater can be tainted. And really, it's very much everybody's responsibility to ensure that it is not, that it remains clean, safe, drinkable. You know, he did point to the possibility of agriculture, either animal agriculture or commercial fertilizer. But he also did say, you know, there are many other factors, sewage systems. You know, in fact, one of the things he stated is farmland. The nutrient management plan is indeed designed to utilize all the nutrients produced. A sewage system, septic system, in fact, is not. So, you know, going back to take-home message was water quality in Kewaunee County is actually as good or better than anywhere in the state.
I want to dig deeper into the nutrient management issues. I mean, when we're talking about thousands of cows, you're talking about a lot of manure. You're saying it gets used in agriculture, but there's weather, unpredictable weather factors. Rain might cause runoff. I mean, how do you, in your nutrient management plan, effectively make sure that all of those nutrients from the manure ends up not going into the groundwater?
Rob, that's actually a fairly easy thing to do. Again, you are only ever applying a nutrient in an amount needed by a growing crop, and again, confirming what you've applied has been used by the crop. Yes, weather conditions can absolutely have an impact, but the nutrient management plan is designed not only to regulate how much nutrient goes down, it absolutely also regulates such things as erosion. It spells out very clearly weather conditions in which you are not allowed to put nutrients down. It is a very restrictive document, living document, that really does a great job of protecting our environment.
There's been general concern in your county, elsewhere in the state, elsewhere in the country, that some livestock operations are just too big, too concentrated to be able to safely manage manure output, other concerns, smell, transportation, lots of things, a long list. People making these objections prefer to see lots more smaller farms. How do you respond to that general concern about CAFOs or larger livestock operations?
Well, you know, again, that's a public perception. CAFOs have come about because of the workload the commitment required to dairy farm. Dairy farming is a 365-day-a-year thing. There are no sick days. We're really hitting a crisis here in Wisconsin and nationwide. We've got a very aging population of farmers with the younger generation just not interested in coming back and doing what mom and dad did because they don't see it as ever having a day off. They don't see it as being a compatible lifestyle to other avenues that they can pursue. One of the great things that Kewaunee County farmers have been especially successful at is retaining the youth, getting our youngsters back to the farm. They've done that through size and through technology. Actually, the manure handling practices that come along with size are far better than manure handling technology of just a generation ago. And it is only through size that you can justify using this technology. It's just cost prohibitive for a smaller operator to do.
Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, Rob, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
That was Lee Kennard. He's owner and operator of Kennard Farms in Kewaunee County.